And welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM. You're tuned into a special edition of Off the Hour focused on Canadian Abu Sufyan Abdulrazik, who continues to languish in embassy walls in Khartoum, Sudan. He's been in Sudan since 2002 when he traveled to visit his ill mother, imprisoned by Sudanese authorities for 2 years and tortured before being released without charge. After an access to information request was submitted to the government by Abdulrazik's lawyers, documents have revealed no guilt on the part of Abu Sufyan Abdulrazik. However, the Canadian authorities continue to not allow Abu Sufyan home. We'll now go to Sama El-Abiari for our next interview.
So here we have a Canadian citizen who is stuck in Sudan because the Canadian foreign minister deems him too dangerous to come back to Canada, but not too dangerous to be allowed to live in the Canadian embassy in Khartoum. The government's bizarre, evasive, and contradictory handling of Mr. Abdulrazik's case erodes the credibility of Canada's anti-terrorism apparatus. On the line with us from Ottawa, we have the Honourable Wayne Marston, MP, for London East.
Hamilton East.
Hamilton East. I'm very sorry.
Okay.
Hamilton East. He's the NDP human rights critic. Welcome to our show, Mr. Marston, and thank you so much for being with us.
I'm very pleased to be with you, although it would be nice if we had a different topic.
Well,
unfortunately,
yes, we're following up now on the case of Mr. Abdulrazik. He has been in the embassy in Sudan for a full year now. What is the NDP doing? I understand that you've put forward a motion in Parliament to consider his case.
Well, Paul Dewar, who is the foreign affairs critic for the NDP, he's been fighting this case, him and Joe Comartin, for 6 years. In the Foreign Affairs Committee, Foreign Affairs and International Development Committee, Mr. Dewar moved a motion, and he was successful in having it passed, that summoned Mr. Abdulrazik to appear before the committee as a witness, which in essence is directing the government as well to allow him in. This is absolutely ridiculous, because the Sudanese government, CSIS, and the Mounties have declared that this man is innocent. And with all of that, just because he's still on that United Nations no-fly list is the excuse that the Conservative government is using for not bringing him home, and that is ridiculous.
Mr. Wayne Marston, we understand that he was put on this UN no-fly list at the behest of the U.S. government. And now my question is, where is the sovereignty of Canada? Are we just going to follow blindly what the U.S. tells us to do?
Well, under the Conservative government, it appears that we have been following fairly close behind the United States on such things. I was involved with the case of Omar Khadr, for another example, and we had Mr. Khadr's case brought before a parliamentary committee, passed through the House that we should bring him home, and still they're not applying to bring him home. Just like in this case, they're not taking the responsibility to stand up for Canadians. They seem to be more interested in standing up for the American government.
And this is where I feel a problem here. Like, as a Canadian and as so many Canadians who have supported Mr. Abdulrazik, we wonder, isn't this government here to protect Canadian citizens or to act against them?
The first role of any government, the Canadian government included, is to stand up for the rights of their citizens, especially when those citizens are detained in another country. But I would remind you that CSIS was involved. This Mr. Dewar has called this the first case of a Canadian rendition, that CSIS was involved with his case right from the beginning. And that's very, very troubling.
And we also know that CSIS has cleared him of any wrongdoing and any association with a terrorist group. So he has a really clean bill.
This is an innocent man who has had 6 years of his life thrown away by the Conservative government. And it's time for them to, apologize to this man and bring him home.
Mr. Wayne Marston, we know what the Conservative government is saying to us citizens and supporter of Mr. Abdulrazik for some, article. I don't know which one his lawyer just mentioned it. It's pertaining to the rules and regulations about passports. You are in Ottawa. What do you hear behind the scenes? Because we really can't find any good explanation.
Well, that's the point. There is no justification for the position that this government holds. The moment that CSIS and the Mounties are two bodies for clearing Canadians, as soon as they announce that there's no charges with them, that the Sudanese government, who were the country he's in, say the same thing, then there is no point to the preventing of this man returning to Canada. And that becomes the time when the government has to stand up for his rights and ensure that he comes home. I mean, we've seen cases before, Brenda Martin down in Mexico, they were quick to go get Brenda Martin and get her home. It's time for somebody to do the same for this man, for Abdulrazak.
Well, you say it's time to do it. Now, we know that there are supporters, so there is a grassroots movement supporting Abu Sufyan, Abdulrazak. How can we get actually the government to change its position? How can we put pressure on the government? I mean, are our MPs doing something at the House?
Well, as I said earlier in this interview, Paul Doerr has moved the motion within that committee. That's an opportunity for us to raise it to the government. Paul Doerr has done so from the floor of the House of Commons. We're making it very clear that we want the man brought home. The pressure is being applied. I would say to anybody listening, yes, write your MP. Write to the government of Canada. Write to the Prime Minister and say to him, it's time to bring this man home. He's an innocent man. He deserves the rights of every other Canadian and the protection of his government.
Mr. Wayne Martson, I wish to congratulate you also for your attitude towards Omar Khadr. This is another very sad case.
And it's heartbreaking.
We just have 1 minute, so if you can finally brief us on what's happening on this issue.
Omar Khadr?
Yes, please.
Well, we have established, like the Subcommittee on Human Rights put forward the conditions for which that person could be brought home. This was a child soldier under the terms of the Declaration of the Rights of the Child, the United Nations Declaration, and we've petitioned this government. We've made it very clear that they have erred, and they're still, they've had a direction from a federal court judge to bring him home, and they sound like they're going to appeal this. We're putting all the pressure we can on to ensure that Omar Khadr is brought home as quickly as possible, and once he's here, that he's given the support he needs, because he's had 6 years of hell, to be blunt.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wayne Marston. We were talking to the NDP critic for human rights in Ottawa.